At a time when we're hearing more about voter fraud and voter suppression, one Arizona lawmaker is weighing in with a provision that could make it more difficult for college students in the state to cast a vote. Flagstaff Republican Representative Bob Thorpe says students are often really only part-time residents of their college's city or town and should be voting based on their parents' address. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services has covered the story and joins us for a few minutes. Howie, good morning.
Good morning there.
I feel like we inevitably ask this about a lot of proposed legislation. Is this a solution in search of a problem?
Well, it depends on the perspective that you're coming from. I mean, Bob Thorpe comes from Flagstaff. This is a small town that is dominated in some ways by Northern Arizona University. And his contention is that you've got all those students voting and somehow they affect local politics. Fact is, first of all, we know they don't vote for him. If you take a look at the voting precincts around the campus, they don't vote for him. But the other piece of it, I think, that really got his attention is, as you remember, Flagstaff passed a $15 minimum wage. And the precincts around the campus voted for it much stronger than some of the other precincts, and in fact was enough to overwhelm the voting precincts that in residential areas that went against it. And his contention is somehow these students are weighing in on issues that really don't affect them. Now, do they affect them? That's where the debate is.
Howie, Thorpe had a similar proposal in the last legislative session. You talked with Representative Doug Coleman. What did he tell you about why it didn't go anywhere? Why, as chairman of the committee, he didn't allow it to advance?
Well, in some ways, I think he saw it the way you did in terms of a solution in search of a real problem there. He said, look, you know, we've got the issue of students being involved where they go to school. I mean, look, on a personal level, I went to school in Syracuse, New York. I knew more about the mayor and the politics of Syracuse, New York than I did from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where I went to high school. And that's where I became politically engaged. And I think that from Mr. Coleman's perspective, that A, we don't have a big problem. And B, residence is where you say it is. Residence is where you believe that you are going to live and that you want to be involved in the political process.
Now, Secretary of State Michelle Reagan has tried to make points in the past, or the recent past, about trying to get more and more people available to vote. That includes eligible to vote, rather, and that includes young people. So what did she tell you?
Well, she said, look, you know, maybe there's an issue here, but it does work against what she's doing. She's working, for example, with Rock the Vote at Arizona State University to try to get more students registered. Now, does that necessarily mean registered to vote in Tempe versus Yuma, perhaps where they've come from, but that's a closer question. But she's been of the belief in general that, you know, students are residents of where they say they're residents. Now, perhaps this can be cleaned up a bit in terms of, is there an intent to stay in the community? But the fact remains, if you're a student at one of the universities and you go there in August and you come home in May, you're at the college more than you're at where mommy and daddy live. And that's the question of what is your residence? And residency is, you know, where you believe it is.
And Howie, finally, not to be too flip, but it seems like some lawmakers don't really care about lawsuits or whatnot. But if this were even to pass the legislature, would it be constitutional?
Well, there is a U.S. Supreme Court case that came out of Texas from the 70s where a small county there was trying to throw some more hurdles up in the path of students. And what the Supreme Court upheld was a lower court decision said, you can't do that. You can't make a different rule for students than you are for people who are, quote unquote, full-time residents. So, you know, you can guess that if, in fact, this does pass, yes, we'll wind up back in court. And I know that's a real shock that Arizona passes law that wind up in court.
Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. And Howie, thanks for reminding us you are a proud Syracuse alum. Have a good weekend. Thanks.
We're glad to be here. Go Orange.